Throwing up an elegant front salute with his sabre, Perigord wheeled on one paw and marched back to his patrol. Togok nodded admiringly.
Do you not good to see a officer with steel in his backbone laying down the law to vermin, don't it, Rock?
The giant herd dusted off his shoulder as if he had been carrying some unspeakable bundle of garbage there.
Aye, by a key thump. But if it had been him, I'd have told him I'd chop off their arboreal verdancy. Sithy, that'd make yon vermin sit up straight.
Breakfast time slipped by unnoticed. Having picked up the vermin trail, the patrol marched swiftly onward over the grasslands in the fine spring morning. Between them, the twins Ted and Turry struck up a lively marching chant.
As I marched out one sunny day, oh lair, oh lair, oh lay, I met a hare upon the way, oh lair, oh lair, oh lady. With ears like silk and eyes so brown and fur as soft as thistle down, she smiled at me and that was that. My poor young heart went pitter-pat. Oh, pitter-pat and eyes of brown, she looked me up and looked me down. I ask you now, what could I do? I said, please may I walk with you. We walked together all that day, oh, lair, oh, lair, oh, lay. As laughingly I heard her say, oh, lair. Me, oh brave young sir, are you a wild and perilous hare who thinks of naught from morn till night but march and sing and charge and fight? Oh, march and sing, oh perilous hare. So I said to this creature fair, to march and fight is my intent. The long patrol's my regiment. And then upon that sunny day, oh lair, oh lair, oh lay, she turned from me and skipped away, oh lair, oh lair, oh lady. I fear that we must part, sir, I would not give you my heart. That long patrol, alas, alack, those hares march off and ne'er come back. Oh, ne'er come back and long patrol, while rivers flow and hills do roll, I march along my merry way and look for pretty hares each day.